Will you please turn to Romans chapter 12?
请你们归圣经到罗马书十二章。
We read from verse 1 through verse 5.
今日读第一节读到第五节。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Verse
1. 第一节。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你，将心这献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，并如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed.By the renewing it of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
唔当后发这个世界，什么心意更新与变化，叫恁察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
For I say through the grace which has been given to me to everyone that is among you, not to have high thoughts above what he should think.But to think so as to be wise, as God has dealt to each a measure of faith.
我凭着所属的我的恩对恁各人讲，唔当看自己过于所当看，就照着神所分度各人的心性的大小，或者合乎众多。
For as in one body we have many members, but all the members have not the same office.
假如了。这个身体点解有真侪肢体？肢体拢是一用一为用处。
Thus we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one members one of the other.
咱这真侪人伫基督内社会一心，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
咱来仰望主，咱来祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to praise and thank Thee.
亲爱的弟兄，我们是在这里感谢赞美你。
That we can gather here tonight in the name of Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为阿弥，我们有法都能聚集，奉你的家家的耶稣基督的名聚集。
Lord, we pray that Thou will grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我仰望你赐给我们的智慧和启示的灵
that Thou will open the eyes of our heart
求主你将我们心里的目睭来发挥
that we may know Thee in a true way
让我们真切地明白你
we do ask Thy Holy Spirit to breathe upon Thy word once again
我仰望你将你的圣灵将你的道来吹你的道
That thy word would become life and spirit to us. We do look to thee to fulfill thy work. And may all glory be unto thyself. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We mentioned last night that our times together will be on one subject.
咱昨暗有提到讲，咱所即几暗所咩交通的题目只是一个。
It is on this matter of consecration.
是关乎奉献这个代志。
Last night we mentioned that consecration is the first call of God to those who believe.In Jesus Christ.
昨暗咱有讲到讲，这个奉献乃是神对人头一个呼召。
Having received all the mercies of God,
咱既然已经得到神欢喜怜悯
we are called by God to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
咱是被主来呼召，将咱的身体当作活祭献祭。
Consecration is not doing something for God.
奉献唔是咩为着神来做。
Consecration is giving ourselves to Him.
奉献乃是将咱的自己奉献。
Allow Him to do whatever He desires in our lives.
让伊来在咱的心中做伊任何伊所爱做的代志。
We are redeemed of the Lord.
咱已经蒙救赎了。
And it is by right that God owns us.
安尼神有安尼管，有安尼个主管，因为咱是属乎伊个。
We have no right to live for ourselves。
咱无管通够再为着家己来活落去。
But thank God, He does not deal with us by law。
但是感谢主，主唔是用律法来款待咱。
He will deal us with grace。
伊来是用恩典来款待咱。
In other words。Even though by right we belong to Him,
就是讲，那是讲管理方面，那的确已经是属乎伊的了。
And yet God beseeches us.
但是主也个是要劝人。
He wants to constrain us with His love.
因来是爱用个车来夹来咱。
And because we are constrained by His love,
因为咱因着伊个车夹夹来缘故
，we will willingly.Give ourselves to Him.
咱来自愿，自愿，咱来将家己奉献等于。
And this is holy.
啊，这个是圣洁嘞。
This is well pleasing to God.
这个是神所喜悦嘞。
And this constitutes our reasonable service or spiritual worship.
啊，你咱啊，你属奉来是理所当然嘞。
I do pray that before we came tonight.
That there
was a perception between you and the Lord.
That
you have really presented your body a living sacrifice to Him.
Now,
if you have done this,
you
will find there is a transformation.Beginning in your life.
你就会发觉讲，伫你嘅心内、心中有一个变化嘅目标，已经开始做工。
The Bible tells us.
圣经安尼同人讲
，in verse 2，
第二节
，and be not conformed to this world.
唔讲好我这个世界
，but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.That ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it tells us here that immediately after we have presented our bodies a living sacrifice.Something will happen.In you. There will be a renewing of your mind. Your understanding will be renewed. You will begin to see things very differently from what you saw before.
哎，咱对大事的看法咯，甲咱前摆看法咯，有真明显无相同的所在。
The way you look at things，
咱对事物的看法。
The way you estimate the value of a thing to you，
咱对大事的价值观那个已经无同咯。
You will find there will be a drastic change。
哎，咱就发现讲有一个真大的改变。
And because of that drastic change。
因为这个很大的改变哦
，You will find your whole life has been transformed.
你也发现讲你规个生命会直接变化。
Now, brothers and sisters,
家弟姊妹
，It is true when we repented of our sins.
事实是安尼，当咱那是悔改的时阵
，When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当咱相信主耶稣的时阵
，There was a change of mind.Because the word repentance means a change of mind. Formerly, your mind was set upon the pleasures of sin. Now you begin to be convicted by the Holy Spirit of the sinfulness of your sin.
但是当咱悔改时阵，咱咧就会有圣灵来定罪，等咱看起到讲，咱的罪会严重。
Formerly, your face was towards hell.
前摆咱是面向地狱。
But now your face turned around towards Christ Jesus.
但是咱现在是改变过来，来向着 基督。
It was a turning around.
这个是一个180度的改变。
A change of mind.
还是一个心思的改变。
You receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior.
你接受主耶稣做你的救主。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
所以当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
there was some change of our mind.
我们的心思就开始变化了。
And yet we find that even though our mind underwent a change,
所以我们的话语说，虽然我们的心思已经开始变化，
but that change was superficial and transient.
但是那个变化却是真表面化，个真真暂时的。
And because it wasn't as drastic as it should be.
那个变化不是讲应该变化，而变得很厉害。
Therefore, you will very quickly discover.
真紧啊，你就发现。
That even though you have a new spirit.
虽然你已经得到一个新的灵。
You remember in Ezekiel chapter 36.
Verse 26
and verse
27.
We are told that God will give us a new heart.
And
He will give us a new spirit.
And
He will put His spirit within our spirit. You know, when we are born again,
就是说当我们在这个正头时的时候，
What did happen to us?
到底有什么事在我们的心中发生呢？
When we are born again,
当我们重生的时候，
We receive a new spirit.
我们在这个新的灵。
Formerly, our spirit was dead in sins and transgressions.
原来我们的灵是死在罪恶的计划之中。
Our spirit was so dead that it had lost its contact with God.
我们的灵是死到这个罪恶以及神完全的结束了。
There was no communication between our spirit and God the Spirit.
在我们的灵和神的灵中间是完全没交通。
But when we repented and believed in the Lord Jesus,
但是当我们悔改相信主耶稣的时候，
The Holy Spirit renewed our dead spirit.
圣灵将我们已经死去这个灵来更新。
It became a new spirit.
变成一个新的灵。
And immediately you find that there was a communication between you and God the Spirit.
我们就会发现说，随时说我们跟神的神是这个灵，我们跟这个灵是有沟通的。
So the Bible says,He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
所以圣经当中讲，人是对灵死的，就是灵。
John chapter 3 verse 6.
约翰三章六节。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
对肉体死的，乃是也个是肉体。
And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
对灵死的，这是灵。
The first Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
头一个灵是圣灵。
The Spirit of God.
来自神的灵。
The second spirit is the new human spirit.
第二个灵来自咱这个人的新的灵。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
所以当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
we receive a new spirit.
咱得到这个新的灵。
And the Holy Spirit came and dwelled in our spirit.
圣灵来到，点在咱的灵的来到。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
圣经当然讲，神的灵及咱的灵三合最坚强。
That we are children of God.
坚强讲，咱是神的儿女。
And we cry out, Abba, Father.
所以咱的呼唤阿爸爸。
So brothers and sisters.
所以兄弟姊妹。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, what happened was in our spirit.
所以当咱相信主耶稣的时阵，这个变化是伫咱的灵内来到。
But in Ezekiel 36, it also said He will give us a new heart.
但是在以赛亚36章，主话讲要将这新的心给咱。
He will take away the stony heart from us.
伊要将这石头的心来除掉。
And will give us a heart of flesh.
来，要赐给咱这个肉的心。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You know, in the Old Testament.
咱就系讲伫旧约嘅嚟到。
There was no word as conscience.
无讲良心，这个字无。
In the Old Testament. The heart was the conscience.
这个心就是咱的良心。
You remember one day David's heart smote him.
咱来记得讲，有一日大卫心折鼻嘛。
When he cut off a skirt of Saul's garment.
当大卫将这个扫罗的杀鸡尾当在割破的时阵，伊的心折鼻。
Now his heart smote him.
啊，伊的心折鼻。
Now what it really meant?
啊，伊的意思乃是
It meant the conscience bothered him.
这个乃是讲伊的良心控告伊。
He felt that he had done something that he shouldn't do.
啊，伊感觉讲伊做了淡薄代志，伊唔应该做。
So we know that conscience is of the spirit.
啊，咱知影讲这个良心乃是伫灵来到。
Because in our spirit there are the functions of conscience.
因为在咱的灵内来到有这良心这个功用。
But conscience is also part of the heart.
而这个良心也是心的一部分。
So in the Old Testament it just used the word heart there.
所以在古约来到咱只是用心这个字。
In other words, our conscience, our wicked conscience, was cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
话古话来讲，咱这个罪恶的这个良心哦，是就啊，等主的宝血来洁净了。
Our conscience was no longer stony.
哎，咱的良心哦，无个再是麻木了。
No feeling towards God.
哎，对神来讲无感觉。
No feeling towards sins.
哎，对罪来讲无感觉。
We are given a heart of flesh.
哎，咱是得着这个肉的心。
That is a heart that is sensitive.
啊，这个肉的心乃是一个敏感的心。
When the Holy Spirit indicates something to us.
啊，当圣灵将什么大事启示等咱的时阵。
Immediately, we are sensitive of what He is saying.
啊，咱就随随知影讲伊在讲什么。
So here you find, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
所以直到咱的华人讲，当咱相信主耶稣的时阵，
He will give us a new spirit.
伊会赐咱一个新的灵，
and a new heart.
搁着并且一个新的心。
But that new heart points to the conscience.
但是这个新的心哦，乃是指教讲良心。
So far as our soul is concerned,
哎，关于咱魂的方面，
it didn't undergo any change.
哎，咱的魂哦，无得着什么款的改变。
You know, the mind belongs to the soul.
咱只系讲，咱的心思是属乎咱的魂。
Our soul has three faculties.
哎，咱的心哦有三个方面，三个功用。
One faculty is mind.
咱的魂有三个功用，一方面，一个头一个功用是咱的心思。
Another one is our will.
另外一方面是咱的意志。
And another one is our emotion.
另外一方面是咱的感情。
Because these three things represent what we are.
因为这三方面代表咱这个人。
They will express our personality.
啊，这个这三方面来彰显咱这个人的人格。
My will.
我的意志。
My thought.
我的思想。
My feeling.
我的感觉。
Now these belong to our soul.
这个是属乎咱的魂的目标。
And they represent what we are.
啊，将个目标代表讲咱这个人是什么款的人。
But when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信耶稣的时阵，
there was a great change in your spirit.
啊，在你的灵来到，这个是个真大的改变。
Because the dead spirit was quickened into life.
因为这个死去的灵活过来了。
Even though your mind underwent somewhat a change,
虽然你的心思有淡薄的改变，
but it was superficial and temporary.
但是这个改变却是真表面化，并且个暂时的。
So far as your soul was concerned,
那是讲到这个魂这方面，
your soul still needs to be saved.
哎，咱的魂也个是需要的情境。
And so far as your body is concerned,
那对咱的身体这方面来讲，
your body also needs to be redeemed.
哎，咱的身体也需要得着修。
So brothers and sisters,
所以兄弟姊妹，
when you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣的时候，
what happened at that moment?
哎，你相信那一刻到底是什么代志发生呢？
It happened in your spirit.
乃是伫你的灵来到发生。
And you know it.
啊，你也知呀。
Because the Holy Spirit bear witness with your spirit.
因为神啊，圣灵甲你的灵同在见证。
That now you are a child of God.
见证讲咱是神的家里。
And you are able to cry out to God, Abba, Father.
咱有法度能呼叫神做阿爸爸。
So the real change is in your spirit.
所以个改变的所在是伫咱的灵的来当。
It is not in your soul.
唔是伫咱的魂的来当。
Nor in your body.
啊，唔是伫咱的身体来当。
Now of course, our soul does have somewhat a change.
当然，咱的魂哦，也是有淡薄的改变。
Because we say that our repentance is a change of mind.
啊，因为咱是讲到，咱是讲到讲，咱这个悔改乃是一心思的改变。
But again, we will emphasize that this is transient.
但是咱却爱一再强调哦，这个改变乃是暂时的。
So far as our body was concerned, is concerned.
那是讲到咱的身躯这方面。
Our body remains the same mortal body.
哎，咱这个身体也个是相关这个死的身体。
We will wait until the day of resurrection.
哎，咱就需要等到复活那一天。
And then we will have an immortal body.
哎，咱就会得到这无朽坏的这个身体。
But our body also underwent a little change.
哎，就是讲咱的身体也有淡薄的改变。
For example,
举个例来讲
，Before you believe in the Lord Jesus, you probably have a long face.
哎，你未相信主耶稣的时阵，现在你也条条面等等。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have a round face.
但是当你相信主耶稣了后，你的面变作是一个面。
Because there is joy in your heart.
因为在你的心里来到有喜乐。
So you find that in the body there is some change.
所以你也会讲，就是在你的身体方面有淡薄的改变。
But it is not a drastic change.
但是这个改变却不是这个真大的改变。
So brothers and sisters,
所以兄弟姊妹
，After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当咱相信主耶稣了后
，You will discover,
你会发现
，That you have a new spirit,
你有这个新的灵
，But you still carry an old head.
啊，你唔过你也个是带着一个旧的头壳。
Now you may not find it in the very beginning of your Christian life.
咁所以你未讲住你啊，随随做基督徒了后，随随发现呢件大事。
Because when you first believe in the Lord，
因为当你初初信主嘅时候
，you are in first love with Christ。
啊，你有一个起初嘅天。
And because of that first love，
啊，因为这个起初嘅天
，it seems as if your mind was in subjection。
啊，可能就讲你嘅心思被控制落嚟。
It seems that you are able to think of things heavenly and not things earthly.
哎，可能像就讲你的思想是完全思想天顶的代志，无个在思想地球的代志。
But do not be deceived.
但是阿弟姊妹，咱唔当等于欺骗。
Because after a while,
因为个无偌久的点点
，you find that your old mind began to rise up.And try to dominate your life again.
啊，你发现讲你这旧的心思，搁摆起来，并且咪掌管。
You discover that the way you look at things had not been changed.
啊，你发现讲你对事物的看法咯，无实在无改变。
You still value the things of the world.
啊，你也搁是夸张追求的代志。
Rather than the things of God.
比来是咱夸追求的代志比。
The Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world."
圣经跟咱讲，唔当效法这个世界。
Now the world here is not cosmos; it's ill.
这个世界，这个理由，唔是讲这个大同这个世界，乃是这个世代的意思。
It refers to the fashion of this world.
乃是讲到这个世界的潮流。
Yeah, it's the current of this world.
这个世界的潮流。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹
the world is like a model.
这个世界可能像一个模型。
And everybody was squeezed into that mold.
哎，每一个人啊，拢被这个世界模就这个上这个模型。
And so you are conformed to this age.
所以咱是。
And what the age is, that is what you are.
啊，这个世代是什么款？咱就是什么款。
You want to be fashionable.
啊，咱爱在的世代的潮流。
You do not want people to look at you as you are past century.
啊，咱无爱人看起到讲咱是老古董。
You know, wherever a new style came out in Paris.
啊，咱在讲每摆老巴黎有新的时装、新的款式出来的时候。
Immediately, Manila has it.
I mean, large, so, so, so,
and you find that you have to wear that kind of clothing.
I learned to what you're going, learn to think to Yana, get Chim, Anikone, Sako.
Now that is the world.
To get to the second.
Brothers and sisters,
Chadisime.
We love the world.
Learn to your second.
Naturally, we love the world.We look at the world and we find that the world is full of pleasures. We value the things of this world. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is what the world is. And we belong to it.We follow it. We are in the current. Now, to say, do not be conformed to the world. It is impossible. Let me use an illustration. Many years ago, I was in a certain city.In the United States.
在幾十年前，我在美國某一個城市。
In Albuquerque, New Mexico.
In New Mexico, Albuquerque 這個所在。
And I was in a brother's home.
我是點在一個兄弟的家裡。
And some of our brothers and sisters, we gathered in the sitting room.
我們在一個車裡就聚集。
And we were fellowshipping with one another.
我們在彼此溝通。
In the center of that room, there was a table. And on the table, there was a dish of candies. And this brother has a boy. And as we were talking, we find that the boy began to make circles.And the circle became smaller and smaller. Until he came to that table. He looked at the candies. He took one and said, I shouldn't do it. But I love it.And then he began to widen the circle. After a while, the circle became narrower again. And he took another candy. He said, I shouldn't do it. But I just love it. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what we are.We cannot help it. We are conformed to this world. Now the Bible said, do not be conformed to this world. But prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word prove means test it.And approve of it. You are supposed to find out what is the will of God. And you approve of God's will. And you consider it as good. Acceptable.Perfect will of God.
并且是完全的。
Now, is it natural to your mind?
兄弟姐妹，到底这件代志对咱国来讲是不是一个自然的代志呢？
Many young brothers and sisters often have this question.
真多青年的兄弟姊妹，因常常有安尼款的问题。
How can I know the will of God?
我们怎么知道神的旨意呢？
And I remember one answer was,
我还记得有一个答案就是
whatever is against me is the will of God.
一个很普通的答案就是说，我若无爱我，那个就是神的旨意了。
You know, that is the way we look at the will of God.
这个就是我们对神的旨意的看法。
We do not like to prove and approve of it.
我们不爱测验，我们不爱来接受这个神的旨意。
That is our mindset.
这个就是我们的心态。
So, brothers and sisters, you see here,
所以兄弟姊妹，我们看到没？
In order to live a Christian life,
当我们要行这条基督徒的道路的时候,
you should not be conformed to this age.
我们不能好化这个世界。
But you should prove the perfect will of God.
我们需要来测验何为神的旨意。
Now, how can you do that?
我们知道我们怎么做呢？
It is not something that you can force yourself to do it.
这个不是说我们有怎么强迫我们自己来做。
Other people may tell you what is the will of God.But to you, it is not good, it is not pleasing, it is not perfect.
但是对你来讲，这个神的旨意不好，不会让你欢喜。
Something must happen within you.
在你的来到，的确需要有这个改变。
And that which happens is the renewing of your mind.
这个改变就是我们需要心思的变化。
In other words,
我的话来说，
there is such a renewing of our mind,
我们的心思需要更新变化，
that we begin to see things differently.
但是我们对事情的看法，事情的看法就不同了。
What we considered as precious to us,
当我们前面说什么是宝贝，
we now look at it as dross.What we consider as gain to us, we now regard it as loss. Your viewpoint, your evaluation, completely changed. And when that is changed, You'll find it is supernaturally natural not to be conformed to the world. You remember the Apostle Paul. In Philippians chapter
3,
he said what he considered as gain in the past. And now I consider it as loss. Formerly he treasured his Jewish tradition. He treasured his achievement in Judaism. And now he considered this as refuge.Now nobody likes refuge. For you to get rid of refuge is very easy. Even if people do not advise you to do it, you will do it. It is so natural, so easy.
这个是真自然真容易的代志。
And Apostle Paul, after he was converted,
这个保罗当伊得救了后，
he said he treasured the Lord Jesus Christ.
伊讲伊以基督为至宝。
The excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
伊明白主耶稣基督为至宝。
And for that knowledge, he was willing to lose.Everything. Why does it happen? Because he had a renewing of his mind. You remember on the road to Damascus, the risen Lord appeared to him.
学我系基督枪意嚟行呢
？He says, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me？
主就系讲扫罗，扫罗，你今日逼逼我。
It is hard for you to kick against the goats。
你嚟咩踏刺是艰苦嘅。
Saul did not know who this one was。
啊，你扫罗伊唔明白佢哋讲话自己是谁啊
？But he knew that this must be Lord。
啊，但是伊却就系讲自己的确是主。
So powerful。
翻译嘢有转变，翻译有力量。
But he did not know who he was。
但是伊却唔明白。
So he said, Lord, who are you？
伊讲主啊，你是谁啊
？And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom you persecuted。
主就系讲我就是耶稣，你所逼逼嘅耶稣。
And you remember his second question？
啊，你记得讲伊所问嘅第二嘅问题
？He said, Lord, what do you want me to do？
用主话你爱我创啥物
？In other words, the moment。He knew the Lord. He surrendered his life to the Lord.
话句话来讲，当保罗伊念不基督嘅时阵，伊就随随将伊嘅生命交托神主。
In the past, he lived for himself.
是过去，伊是为着自己来活着。
He was his own master.
伊就是自己嘅主人。
But now he surrendered his life to the Lord Jesus.
现在伊却将伊自己嘅生命交托神主。
He said, "Lord, tell me."What you want me to do?
你讲主啊，你同我讲，你爱我从什么
？I'm yours.
我是何你
？At your disposal.
我是要请求你的车厢。
Brothers and sisters,
家里姊妹
，because of that consecration,
因着一个奉献
，there was a renewing of his mind.
保罗的心思的了更新变化。
And that's the reason why he could say.
所以伊有法多同阿你讲
，What I consider as gain before.Now is lost to me.
我以前所以为有益的，现在因着基督拢当作有损的。
What I considered as lost to me, now it becomes a gain.
明白我看作有损的，现在却对我的话来讲是有益的。
He was no longer conformed to this age.
安尼，这个保罗伊无搁在后发这个世界。
He proved and approved of the perfect will of God.
伊查见并且欢喜接受神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters，
兄弟姐妹
，a transformation will come to you。
有一个改变的临到咱的身边。
And that transformation is the work of the Holy Spirit。
啊，这个改变乃是圣灵的感动。
You cannot change your mind。
咱你无法都能改变你自己的心思。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit。
来自圣灵的工作。
But when will the Holy Spirit do this work of renewing your mind?
但是圣灵
，But when will the Holy Spirit do this work of renewing your mind?
但是圣灵的第时开始做这个心思更新变化的工作呢
？It is when you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
来自当你。
When you consecrate your life to the Lord,
当你将你自己一生奉献能做的时阵
，the Holy Spirit will come in and transform your.
阿你这个圣灵就入来，伊会改变，做改变的。
He will renew your mind.
伊会等你心思更新
，make it a new mind.
啊，等你这个心思变成一个新的心思
and.Then you are able not to be conformed to this age.
啊，你咱这个时阵则有话多，但无搁再后悔这个世界。
And you will begin to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
啊，伊咱们这会开始来测验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now you notice here.
家弟姊妹，咱得再注意点。
The will of God.
神的旨意
，it is singular in number。
啊，这个神的旨意是单数，这个旨意。
Now when we talk about the will of God，
啊，当咱讲到神的旨意的时阵
，we are thinking of the wills of God。
咱乃是讲到讲神无上无上的旨意。
What is God's will for me？
啊，神的旨意对我来讲是什么呢
？What is God's will for you？
啊，神的旨意在你的心中是什么
？What is God's will in this matter？
啊，你神的旨意在这个代志点个是什么呢
？What is God's will at this time？
啊，神的旨意在这个点点是什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, we think of will as in plural number。
啊，你阿弟姊妹，咱常常将神的旨意当作一个 中所这个真罪真罪方面的旨意来说。
But here you find the will is singular in number.
啊，值得咱来发现讲这个旨意乃是单数，只有这个旨意。
In other words,
话这个话来讲
，there is an overall, all conclusive, supreme will of God.
哎，乃是有一个小嘅隆重，一个小完善嘅旨意。
And that will includes all the wills of God。
哎，这个安尼款嘅旨意哦，是包括其他一切各方面嘅善嘅旨意。
So with the renewing of your mind，
哎，当咱心思啲嘅精神变化之中
，you begin to prove，
哎，咱就会查验
，and to test it。
哎，咱来考察。
And you agree,
并且咱来同意
that this will is good.
哎，并且咱来讲这个神的旨意实在是好
is acceptable,
是可喜悦的
and it is perfect,
并且是完全的
When are you able to see the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God?
咱伫时则有法都能看出这个神顺善良顺转可喜悦的旨意呢
？It is after you have presented your body as a living sacrifice.
来自当咱将身体献祭当作活祭了后
，and having your mind renewed，
并且咱的心思伫个精神变化了
，then you begin to see the perfect will of God.
咱就会开始看起到讲这个。
Now, what is that will?
哎，这个旨意是什么款的旨意呢？
We are talking about the supreme will of God.
哎，咱来是讲到讲这个是神最高的旨意。
Or to put it in another way,
哎，是讲另外一方面来，换一句话来讲。
Even before the foundation of this world,
就是讲在这个世界被创造以前
，God has will a will in Himself.
哎，神已经第一来到，已经决定这个旨意。
It is the mystery of God.
这个就是神的奥秘。
It is the mystery of the gospel.
这个就是福音的奥秘。
It is a mystery that was hidden throughout the ages.
哎，这个来自万世以来蕴藏的这个神。
But Paul said it has now been revealed to the apostles and the prophets.
啊，你保罗讲到讲这个。奥秘哦，已经开始从经书读及先知了。
So that will is the mind of God.
哎，这个旨意就是神的思想。
It is the heart of God.
这个就是神的心。
It is the purpose, eternal purpose of God.
这个就是神永远的旨意。
It is something that God has set His heart upon.
这个就是神已决定要做。
And He will.Perform it.
哎，伊也要成全这个旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
家弟姐妹
，Do you know what that will is?
你知道这个旨意是什么吗
？Why is it that we find it so difficult to know the will of God?
刚才咱嘞，发现咱嘞感觉讲神的旨意是欢喜而已，欢喜干苦在样呢
？Suppose something happened.
如果有代志，有一件代志发生
，and you want to know what God's will is，
哎，你爱知影讲神的旨意到底是啥
？and you pray over it，
哎，你一直来祈祷
，but it's as if God is silent，
但是可能真就讲主无足无讲光无做声
，as if God does not like you to know His will，
可能真就讲主无爱你知影伊的旨意
，you find it very difficult to understand，
哎，你也感觉讲真艰苦明白。
Do you know why?
当然呢，你也知呀。
It is because you do not know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
因为你唔知呀，讲神善善良顺转可喜悦的旨意是什么
？Because that will controls, governs every will of God.
啊，你因为这个对鬼的旨意控制其他一切神各方面的旨意。
So it is very important.That we know what that will is.
所以这个咱主要，咱这个是非常的重要，等咱来知呀，讲这个神的旨意到底是什么。
But you will not be able to prove that will.
但是咱却无法多当接受这个旨意。
Until your mind is renewed.
除非咱的心思的更新变化。
And your mind will not be renewed. If you have not offered your body a living sacrifice. Let me put it in another way. We need to surrender our life to the Lord. And after we have surrendered our lives to the Lord, then He will reveal to us what His will is. Now, according to Romans chapter 12, now what is that will? You read verse 5. Thus we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one members one of the other. Do you notice that in verse 1 it said, present your bodies? That body is thrown in the mud. You have your body, I have my body. I cannot present your body to the Lord and hold back my body for myself. Everyone has his or her own body. And you need to present it to the Lord as a living sacrifice. But you know the wonder of wonders is, after you present your body as a living sacrifice, the Lord begins to open your eyes to see body in singular number. It is the body of Christ. So you find that having presented your body as a living sacrifice, you discover that you are in that one body of Christ. What God wants for His Son is a body. You know, God also loved His only begotten Son. He wants to give His Son a companion. Just like God said to Adam, it is not good for man to be alone. I will give him a helpmate. A counterpart. Likewise, God so loved His Son. He wants to give His Son a companion. But because our Lord Jesus is so full, so rich, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him. Therefore, to be His life companion, you need to be able to be competent with Him. No one person or a number of people can really be His life companion. He needs a body. Many people, but one body. And this is what the Lord is doing today. Our Lord Jesus, He came to this world to seek for His bride. But He couldn't find His bride. Just like God brought all the animals before Adam.
And
Adam named the names of each animal. But he couldn't find his counterpart. So you remember God put Adam to sleep? And out of his side took out something. And he used that to build a woman. And he brought that woman to Adam. Adam looked at the woman and said, she is woman. Out of man. Your bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And they are united into one. Now, brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus came to this earth to seek for his bride, because he is the bridegroom. But he couldn't find his bride anywhere. He found sinners everywhere. So he had to give his life on the cross. And out of his side come blood and water. And he used that to build his church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all. So, brothers and sisters, what is this acceptable, perfect will of God? It is the one body of Christ. We do not see this one body. We are naturally very individual. We think of ourselves. But God will deliver us. He will enlarge our horizon to see that there is the one body of Christ. This is God's will for his beloved Son. Now, what is that body? He said, there are many members, but one body. A body is composed of many members. And even though there are many members, and yet there is only one body. Just think. From the first one who believed in the Lord Jesus, to the last one who will believe in him, it spanned 20 centuries. It covers the whole earth. And all those who are called of God, all who are redeemed of the Lord, how many are they? Numberless. We cannot count them. As the stars of the heaven. And even though with so many members, there is only one body. Not many bodies. They all belong to that one body. Or maybe we narrow it a little bit. We think of today. Today on this earth, all over the world, those who believe in the Lord Jesus, there are many, many, many. And yet, there is one body.
但是却是只是一个身体。
We are one body.
咱乃是基督的身体。
Or even if we narrow it still more.
而是咱更加萎缩来讲哦。
We think of a city.
咱只是修一个城市就好。
And we think of a village.
还是讲修这个修成就好。
We think of a community.
还是讲这个社区就好。
Now in a community, there are many Christians.
还是这个社区来到有真多基督徒。
And yet there is only one body.
但是只有一个身体。
In other words,
换句话来讲
there is no division.
就是讲无个再分开。
All who believe in the Lord Jesus belong to that one body of Christ.
每一个相信主耶稣的人，拢属乎这个身体。
We are many，
咱真多
，and yet we are one。
来，咱却是一。
Now this is the will of God。
这个就是神的旨意。
Now when you think of members of the body，
当咱来就讲身体展开肢体的时阵
，immediately you notice that it is not members of an organization。
啊、你就是随时发现讲自己乃是唔是讲这个组织来带会员。
Immediately you see that the membership comes organically。
啊，咱就会发现讲这个加入这个身体要做会员呢，资格哦，就是试出来。
You have to be born into the body。
你需要被试出你。另外一个身体来的
You cannot join that body.
咱无法度讲，咱要参加这个身体
Because you're born into the body.
因为咱是试出来的这个身体来的
Therefore, you belong to the body.
所以你是属乎这个身体
And again, you notice.
哎，咱搁再发现
When you say members,
咱发现讲进出来肢体的时候
of the body.
肢体这个身体展开的总肢体的时阵
，Look at your body。
哎，咱看咱自己身躯
，One body，
这个身躯
，Many members，
真多肢体。
Do all the members exactly alike？
是不是两种的肢体，两种沙等呢
？If it is so, it would be a lump of meat。
哎，那是两种沙等，咱不是这个身体了，咱是什么？
You find that every member is different. Not only my hands and my feet are different. Even my right hand and my left hand are different. Every member is unique. Even though we have the same life. And yet everyone is unique.
但是每一个人啊，拢是独特的。
So do not copy one another.
所以咱无需要去学别人。
You are unique.
你来是独特的。
God in His great wisdom.
爱主的伊个智慧来到。
Place us, set us in the body.
爱将咱放伫这个身体来到。
As members of that body.
来做身体来到的肢体。
You are not the body.
你不是一个身体。
You are only a member.
你只是一个肢体。
Now remember this.
咱就记得这个。
You know, sometimes we think that we are the body.
有阵呢，就说我就是身体。
We do not need other members.
还是讲咱无需要其他的肢体。
I am the body.
我就是身体。
You are not.
你不是。
You are only a member of the body.
你只是身体顶下的这个肢体。
In other words, you need to see your limitation.
哎，话句话来讲，咱需要看见到讲，咱的有限。
No matter how big a member you are,
无论讲你是偌大的这个肢体
，you are very limited.
你也个是真有限。
You need the other members of the body to complete you.
哎，你需要其他的肢体来成全你。
We are related to one another.
咱每一个人拢是连接的。
You cannot stand alone.
你无法度能自己一个人站起来。
Now, if a member stand alone,
那有一个肢体自己站起来。
You know it is horrible.
你知影这个是真可怕的代志。
Once I was in a friend's home.
啊，有一次我伫一个朋友的厝内。
And we were sitting in the kitchen talking. And his daughter was an artist. So hanging on the wall, there was a picture.
It's
the picture of a table. And there are bread and cups there. But in the midst of that table, there was a hand hanging there. And when I look at that picture, I asked my friend, what does it mean?
I want to ask my friend,
on that table, you have food. Why there is a hand standing up there? Well, my friend couldn't explain it. He said his daughter just felt that there was something she put there. Now, suppose you really see a hand on your kitchen table. Are you able to eat your food anymore? Brothers and sisters, if you stand by yourself, it's terrible. You must be related to your brothers and sisters. They need you, you need them too. We are members one of the other. You cannot stand by yourself. We need to encourage one another. We need to exhort one another. We need to help one another. We need to love one another. Every one of us has a function to fulfill. And we need to function together. Under the headship of Christ. In Colossians it says, hold fast the head. Then the whole body will be united together. And will be ministered together. For the increase of God. So dear brothers and sisters, this is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Thank God by His grace. He has put us in this body. We are born into this body. And we are members in that body. We are members one of the other. So let us hold fast
again.
And let us minister to one another. That God may have His increase in that body. So this is the will of God. Now, after you see the will of God, then you find every little item of the will of God is controlled by that will. And all the different items of the wills of God contribute to that perfect will of
God.
So first of all, present your bodies a living sacrifice. And then you have the renewing of the mind. Then you will prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. This is the vision of consecration. You know why people do not see the body of Christ today? It is because their mind is not renewed. It is because they have not presented the body a living sacrifice. So may the Lord help us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we need to have our mind renewed. We thank Thee that it is the work of Thy Spirit. We cannot do it. But Lord, we thank Thee that Thou show us the way of transformation. That Thou dost desire that we will present our bodies a living sacrifice. So that Thy Holy Spirit can renew our mind. And make it so natural and easy for us. Not to be conformed to this age, but to prove and approve of the perfect will of God. We pray that the eyes of our heart be opened, that we may see the body of Christ, that we may thank Thee for putting us in that body. And you will enable us to live that body life. To the praise and glory of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.